Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You're listening to the Writer Than You podcast.
All right, good morning. What is going on? Very, very good morning if you're a Boston Celtics fan. A little more humbling if you're Jimmy Butler, the Miami Heat, or a fan of the Miami Heat. Thanks for being here. Bill Ryder with you, coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family? Rocket can. No Andrew Bogus today. He's off doing stuff with others. But we've got Tom DeCelestino, D-Cell, at D-Cell CBS. And he and I are going to get into the power of awkwardness. Some people love it. Some people love awkward encounters. And those people are Kyler Murray fans. The rest of us feel a little uncomfortable. We'll talk a little Kyler and his unfortunate superpower. We'll get into Lakers dysfunction that's brewing in the background of that underwhelming organization this year. Speaking of the NBA, I had a great NBA guest yesterday in Howard Beck. Have another one today in Sam Amick for My Money, two of the absolute best NBA writers and reporters in the country. Mr. Amick from The Athletic will join us 1 hour from now. We'll do buy or sell in an hour and a half. Headlines from sports. D-Cell trying to slip in soccer talk over my objections. All that fun stuff. We'll preview tonight's Mavs-Warriors game. We'll get into Bill Belichick. As best I can understand it, mumbling some sort of response to very legitimate questions about who is going to call offensive plays for the Patriots. And we'll talk a bunch of other stuff. We'll also just check in on D-Cell, see how he's doing. Check in with him. Looked a little down today. I don't know if it was the commute. You know, maybe didn't get a lot of sleep with the baby. Or is just a closet Heat fan, which would make sense. He's a Miami football fan. Maybe he's feeling down. 855-212-4CBS is the phone number. Twitter, sports writer, sports R-E-I-T-E-R. What a beatdown the Celtics put on the Heat yesterday to even that Eastern Conference final series of 2-2. We have not had yet a good basketball game in this series. We just haven't. The closest game was Game 3 when the Heat won that thing by 6. But remember, Miami got up huge. There was a comeback by Boston, but the game never really felt in doubt. Not until the end. And every other game has been a 10-20 point easy victory for whichever team has won. And last night, the Celtics at home, trying to knot things up, dominated from the very beginning. 18-1 lead to start the game. En route to a 102-82 victory and a shambles of a Heat offense in the face of that Celtics defense that we know. We saw this against Brooklyn in every one of those games in the first round. We saw it against Milwaukee repeatedly in the face of a Celtics defense that's outstanding. I don't know who's going to win this series between the Celtics and the Heat. I'm not going to overreact to any of the games. I told you for the last 2 weeks, at every turn, bet the team that's coming off the loss. I bet the Celtics last night. I thought they would win. I did not think they would win by 20, and for a moment it looked like they were going to win by 104. But the Celtics have not lost back-to-back games in this postseason. They're 5-0 coming off a loss in the 2022 playoffs. And as we told you, when we are talking about how to frame this thing from a gambling perspective or just a strategic who's going to win perspective, since the Celtics were under 500 in January, since that incredible turnaround, they've only lost back-to-back games one time, going back to January 22nd. And a huge part of the reason, and there's a lot of reasons, that defense and Jason Tatum. And last night, again, Jason Tatum was a star. 31 points, which doesn't seem overwhelming. It's good. It's really good. Until you put in the context that Tatum outscored the entire starting five of the Miami Heat almost by double. Tatum, 31. The Heat starting five, 18 points. Jimmy Butler was an absolute disaster last night. The guy played like a bum. I don't think he is a bum. I know and think he's got really big playoff performances in him. But if you want to make an NBA Finals, 3 of 14, 6 points, a box score plus minus of negative 30 is not going to get it done. Here's the offensive excellence. Here's the offensive firepower that the Miami Heat unleashed in Boston with a chance to take a 3-1 series lead. Butler, 6 points. PJ Tucker, a goose egg, a zero. Bam Adebayo, who had a great game 3 and had a great regular season, 9 points. Max Strus, another zero. Kyle Lowry, who only played 21 minutes, 3 points. What a disaster. What an embarrassment. And what a performance from this Boston Celtics team. It has been a really bizarre Eastern Conference Finals. Out West, we've got a series that is over. It's over. And I'm about to test fate. I'm about to break all the rules of sports media when you're traveling. I have already booked my tickets, everything but the flight, but my non-refundable hotel on my company's dime. Sorry, Viacom, CBS. For San Francisco for the first week. Man, they better win that series. Thing's over. I have zero idea who's going to win Celtics Heat because we have had two different versions of each of these teams show up in each of these games. And that goes down. We told you this at the start of the series that more than in most situations, coaching was going to be critical to who won this thing. Ime Udoka for the Celtics and Eric Spoelstra for the Heat are as good as anybody in the NBA at making adjustments game to game. And after every game, all the pundits and a bunch of the folks out there have written off whatever team has lost. This is going to be about each of these teams getting revved up on the heel of losses. And after the game, you can kind of get a sense of the tactical thinking of Eric Spoelstra and his approach. Because, and I know Eric because I covered the Heat for a while. This is Eric Spoelstra sounding seething with anger, trying to contain it, but also giving some insight into how he sees the game as the Heat head coach faced the media coming off a very embarrassing loss to Boston.
Our offense, really hurt us at the beginning. We just weren't getting the kind of purposeful execution, that you need to on the road. And then they were able to just kind of get some relief points from that and then get to the free throw line. And they jumped out to that lead and it just kind of, that was the story for the rest of the game. They did a better job, of getting into us and, rotating, guys into the paint, similar coverage to the other night. I think just a little bit more purposeful, on their end.
Jimmy Butler hit on this to a degree, and I don't want to undersell Miami too much. I still think Miami can win this series. I still think Miami might win this series. But the Celtics are the more talented basketball team. Jason Tatum is the best player of these two teams. And I won't say it's by a wide margin, because on the nights where Jimmy Butler shows up and he drops 45 or 42 or even 23 and 8 and 9, those kind of nights, he's in that range. But Tatum is consistently great. Butler makes himself and elevates himself, for me, to a top 10 player in the NBA in the postseason often, but not every single night. But after that, and remember, no Marcus Smart last night for the Celtics, their defensive player of the year, who's been an offensive spark plug as well. And no Tyler Hero for Miami. After Jimmy Butler, you don't have stars you can rely on. Oladipo had a really nice night, but he has not been consistent coming off injury, played a little more than a handful of games in the regular season. Max Strus is somebody that Heat fans, and I'm friends with a lot of them, and social professionally with a lot of them from my time covering Miami. Heat fans will point to Max Strus. That guy scored 0 points last night. Not a single one. Tyler Herro didn't play, but when he does, he plays like a young guy who at times is overwhelmed by the moment. That's not the case for Boston. Jaylen Brown is a star player. Jaylen Brown, and I think it's a better fit because, frankly, he's better coaching. Jaylen Brown is sort of to Jason Tatum what C.J. McCollum was for all those years in Portland to Damian Lillard. He's not the perfect fit, and they both need the ball in their hands, and both, all four of those guys can be high usage rate guys. And if you sent Brown somewhere else, like eventually Portland sent McCollum to New Orleans, I think Brown would score even more points, and he could be the focal point of an offense. But he's capable, unlike what the Heat have, of going out there and picking up the slack. The Celtics have Al Horford, who's no superstar but has experience. You go down the list, they're a more talented team. What Miami has is three things that I think are critical. One is Jimmy Butler. He didn't play well. Jimmy Butler doesn't play well, the Heat aren't going to win. The second is Eric Spoelstra. You cannot underestimate the degree to which, and there's not many of these guys, but there's some, an incredible head coach in the NBA is a difference maker. Someone who's tactically brilliant in-game and game-to-game. Spoelstra is that, but we're seeing in Udoka someone who can match that or be in that range, can somewhat blunt the force of what is normally Eric Spoelstra's huge advantage. And the third thing is a Heat culture that is about toughness and about resilience and about being physical and about putting bodies on guys. And you saw none of those things come to the forefront yesterday. Butler was off. Eric Spoelstra was not able to match the adjustments and the motivation Udoka put into his Celtics team, and the Heat didn't play tough basketball. And Jimmy Butler, after the game, after an embarrassing personal performance, hit on some of the need for the Heat to get back to being the Heat if they want to compete in this series.
We just got to be more physical. Like I said, when you shoot a lot of jump shots, which we tended to do, if that's a word, tonight, it's hard getting to the free throw line. I think we have to be more of the enforceful type team, getting in the paint, not shying away from contact and playing from the inside out.
Not going to overreact in one game. Not going to book my ticket to Miami or Boston. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you, because I thought about this long and hard this morning. I'm not going to tell you that these teams are showing they can't beat the Golden State Warriors. It's not true. I think the Warriors are the favorite whatever series they play in. What you have here in Miami and in Boston, I think I said this at the start of the series, are two heavyweight fighters who are going to swing with everything they got and at times going to tire themselves out. This series is not a finesse series. It's not, and I know both these teams, obviously like every team in the NBA, do well when their three-point shooting is in volume and relatively efficient. And I recognize that the Golden State Warriors are the best defensive-rated team in the NBA. I got it. But the Celtics and the Heat are about toughness and about physicality, and about the level of defense and grit. It's not dirty play, but it's disrupting the rhythm of the teams they play. And that means you're going to have what you've seen. And the coaches who make, again, Udoka and Spoelstra can't be underestimated. This is going to be a series of swings. It's going to be a series of when you take a punch right to the face, can you recover and return that punch in equal or greater force? It's happened in every game so far. We go up to Boston. Miami wins game three. And again, got close at the end, but Miami was in control for most of that game. Nice comeback by Boston, but still. And people say, oh, okay, you know, it's the Heat. Heat are going to win. They just stole home court advantage again. It's over. And then Boston doesn't just win last night. They humiliate the Miami Heat. And that humiliation that we've seen in three of the four, four of the four games has become the motivation for the losing team to be incredible. The first team to flinch is going to lose this series. It is. If the Heat lose tomorrow night back in Miami, they're losing the series. But I don't think that's going to happen. I think Miami's going to go home, and they're going to win this game. I'm going to bet on the Heat. Depends on the number, but I'm going to bet on the Heat almost. It'll be 2.5 or 3 or whatever it is. Boston's going to go home in game 6, and they're going to win that thing. And then it's going to be a no-holds-barred, tight because of nerves, hellaciously interesting battle, and finally maybe a close game in a game 7. Do not write off either of these teams. And bet on whoever's coming off the loss. 855-212-4CBS is the phone number. I'm weird. I guess we're all. Are you weird? Yourself? If you just said yes or no, are you weird? What would your answer be?
Yes, I'm weird.
I'm weird too. I do well in uncomfortable conversations. People say that I like confrontation. I would not say that that's true. I would just say when confrontation arises, I'm very comfortable in that. I've got some strange habits. One thing I don't like, though, one of the only things on earth that makes me uncomfortable, not particularly happy to be in that situation, is awkwardness. Awkward people, I just find, right, because kindness doesn't work, right? That's always the first thing you should try, as I tell my son. But, you know, also, they're not jerks, so you can't really kind of go at them the way you can somebody guy who's strutting around like you do. Like when you take your shirt off in the office and you're flexing, we're like, hey, man, you know, some of us don't work out 12 hours. Whatever, you know what I'm saying? Awkward people, it can be hard to read them. It can be hard to interact with them. And it certainly, I've had bosses who were awkward. It can be hard to turn to them as leaders. And there's a couple things that have happened over the last couple years and over the last 24 hours that made me realize the defining characteristic of Kyler Murray is not his excellence, is not his hidden love for baseball, is not the uncertainty of his talent. I mean, all those things are out there. It's his overwhelming, awkward reality. And it's going to impact his team this year, and we're going to get a front row seat. And D-Cell and I are going to try to dissect the awkwardness of the Cardinals' talented and mercurial quarterback when we come back next year on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You're listening to the Writer Than You podcast.
This is the smooth magic, the smooth radio magical skill of DeCelestino. Because I teased you, I want to talk about awkwardness. Let's talk about who people are awkward. And Tom goes into the deep catalog of clips of me sounding like various things, none of which are super complimentary, and pulls out the awkward one in which I discuss, what is it, how good-looking I'm not? Is that the proper summation of that?
Yeah, that works, yep.
Me being surprised by how I'm not good-looking.
Yep.
Awkward and funny in part because the world is not surprised. They've known for a long time. Thanks, Tom.
I didn't say it. You said it.
Thanks, buddy. My goodness, man. Tom being mean. Free battery testing, free battery charging, replacement batteries that fit your needs. That's what makes AutoZone America's number one battery destination. Get on the zone, AutoZone. Little sucker crossover for you. Do you know who Christian Pulisic is?
Yes. He plays for the United States.
Yeah, he's good, except he's not, right? That's kind of very America.
Is he not as good as he should be?
He is very talented. He's not as good as he should be. He plays for Chelsea in the Premier League. This is going to get to Kyler Murray, by the way. He's U.S. men's national team's top player. And by the way, let me just do like full disclosure. Because if I'm going to rip people, I'll rip people. I've had two interviews with him live via satellite. And maybe I caught him on bad days. Maybe this is an unfair characterization. But I would rank him in the top five of most unpleasant people I've ever interviewed. And I've had much more difficult, it takes a lot for me to say that about someone I don't interview in person, because they have to really go out of their way to be sure that they're not just being awkward, that they're being rude. And he has a history of being rude to the press and being short with people and snapping at people. He pulled a Kyler Murray yesterday. He just deleted all references to Chelsea, his Premier League club, soccer, from his Instagram and his social media. and the various folks out there who write about these things called it pulling to Kyler Murray. Like, I woke up today, and one of the headlines of one of the newsletters I read was Pulisic pulls a Kyler Murray. And I swear to you, the first thing I thought was he did something like super awkward and uncomfortable. And then I opened, like, oh, social media, passive aggressiveness. But two stories in the last 24 hours in which Kyler Murray is in the news. And remember, Kyler Murray, talking about Kyler Murray and his personality and his leadership or lacking leadership and his need to be more mature, I think is a more impactful conversation, even though we don't have it as often, as, say, Baker Mayfield. Because Kyler Murray's talent, his remarkable skill relative to Baker, compared to Baker Mayfield, I think, Tom, and interrupt me, jump in here if I'm wrong, I don't think it's in the same ballpark. Baker Mayfield, at his best, has looked like maybe he can win a playoff game, right? Or he can be a top 12 quarterback in the NFL and win some games. Kyler Murray was the MVP of the National Football League for the last five or six games of last season. Maybe more. He's a talented guy, right? You wouldn't argue with that.
I would not dispute that one bit. He is uber, uber talented. I just don't know if he has, if his mindset is where it needs to be.
So there's two things going on. One, he's not going to report to voluntary OTAs that are coming up. And this is a range, I think, of how you assess whether this is acceptable or not. For example, if you're Baker Mayfield, right? I don't think it's a big deal if you don't show up. You are a sad little dude who's been replaced. It's like going to the birthday party of the kid that stole all your friends. That's going to be super awkward. So I understand the sort of pettiness of that. Aaron Donald's not going to show up for OTAs for the Rams. And Sean McVay said, hey, we're in a good dialogue. Of course Donald's not. He's not going to retire. He's not retiring. This reminds me of back in the day. Remember old school, Brett Favre wouldn't show up for training camp until super, oh, I don't know, my body hurts. I'm just, no, man, it's like, I don't want to be there. That's not, and that wasn't voluntary. This is miserable. It's about when you're a veteran, you preserve yourself from some of the things you don't want to do. Aaron Donald has earned the right not to go to voluntary OTAs if he doesn't want to. And there's a couple things, I think, where you compare Donald in a different way than, say, Kyler Murray or even Baker Mayfield. Aaron Donald is not just the best defensive player in the National Football League. He might be the best football player in the National Football League. He's a veteran, and he just won a Super Bowl. He's also not a quarterback. The idea that he has to be a leader or take charge of the team in a leadership perspective is just not where he's at. Whatever leadership role he commands, and I'm sure he commands it, it is established, and it's established, obviously, at a very successful, now Super Bowl-winning level. Kyler Murray's in a different boat, man. Pulled his Instagram social media stuff, wants a new contract, and obviously Arizona, having given a new contract to their GM and coach, feeling good about the direction of the organization, aren't sold on Kyler Murray, and have painted themselves into a bad corner, which is an expression I do understand, Tom, when you're painting the floor, and you all of a sudden you're in the corner and the paint is wet. Because the market has changed on quarterbacks, even if their confidence in Kyler Murray has not. They're going to have to pay him more now, and they weren't sure they wanted to pay him when they had to pay him less. But there are no good options. He's not going to be at OTAs, and he is going to be featured. And I know we don't care as much about this, but it hit me when I saw the news, I think this morning, NFL sending all the press releases right now. The Cardinals are going to be featured in this Hard Knocks spinoff where it's in season, so they spend the season with these guys, and it drops in November. And it hit me, for all Kyler Murray's questions, he's just an awkward guy, Tom. I don't know if you remember this. When he came out to be drafted, before the Cardinals took him number one overall, but when it was understood, if I got the timing right, that he would be, he went on a different radio show in the morning when DA's on. That's not as good as DA, but he was on that show. And it was the most, with a host who's known well, who's known for doing good interviews. And it was so awkward, the host, who's kind of easy on people, got mad at him, like got into him a little bit. And you talk to people who've been around Murray, and he comes off kind of awkwardly. There's been questions about his leadership. Here's my question. Do you think that a guy can be a great quarterback, a great leader, if he's overwhelmingly awkward? Because I've seen charming guys be leaders. I've seen jerks be leaders. Like, there's sort of a fear-respect thing that can work. I've seen incredibly quiet guys, which is not the same thing as being awkward, be leaders. But awkwardness is one of those things that makes everybody uncomfortable. Some people, a lot of alphas, misinterpret it as weakness, which isn't good. Trying to follow that guy. And a lot of us just like don't feel comfortable. I feel very comfortable in my own skin. I shouldn't. I understand that. Sometimes I walk by a mirror and I think I got to mix in some salads. But I, as my friends like to joke, am the only 5'8", I'm probably lying about my height, guy that walks around thinking he's 6'3", like an Adonis. Like, I'm very comfortable in my own skin. But not around incredibly awkward people put me in this rare position where I don't feel comfortable. And I think that's part of Kyler Murray's problem.
I think there's a real fine line, and we talk about it a lot on this show. There's a real fine line between weird and awkward. And we embrace weird on this show. There's nothing against athletes who are weird.
I like weird. I'm weird.
You can lead a team being a weird dude. You can be a successful quarterback being a weird dude. You can be a successful NBA player being a weird dude. Awkward, when it makes the locker room around you feel uncomfortable, that's when it gets a little, the lines get a little blurry, and you're like, I don't know if we can win with this guy. I don't know if he's the guy for the job.
Perfect example. I was trying to think, you're such a great point, Tom. Who's the weirdest, most charming leader in the National Football League as a quarterback? Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is a weird guy, and I say weirdo. I know I'm a weirdo. D sells that he's a weirdo. It's not a put down, Aaron. He is, and I've been around him. I actually went, have I told you this story? I was at a party with him once.
Oh, yes. I remember this story.
Super charming. I didn't bother him, but I awkwardly, you know, weird, you know, speaking of awkward, stood 3 feet away and drank my drink with buddies and just like listened to the guy talk. Super charming. He's got that sort of that magnetic personality thing, and obviously amazing. Kyler Murray just comes off as really bizarre. And I've known some awkward dudes in my life. And some of them are nice guys. And I can't do it. I can deal with jerks. I can deal with shy people. I can deal with alphas. I can deal with people who got to talk over everybody else. A range of personalities, I can kind of, I'm good. I mean, I'm a longtime reporter. You have to kind of adjust yourself. It's the awkward dudes that make me so uncomfortable. And I think that's part of what Kyler Murray has going on. I don't think people know where he stands, and I think his inability to connect with people, and we're going to see this at Hard Knocks, we'll see that I'm wrong. I think it's a big ingredient in the recipe that is Kyler Murray's underwhelming tenure so far.
Who do you think feels it more with Kyler? Is it his teammates on the field, or is it the front office slash head coach, where we saw the GM, Steve Keim, get a contract? We saw Cliff Kingsbury, despite Kingsbury teams collapsing every year, whether it's in the NFL or college, he got a contract. Is the front office feeling that more right now with Kyler?
I think it's the team. So I don't know Russell Wilson at all, and I don't have any insight into the Seahawks. Some NFL organizations I do. I don't with the Seahawks, so this is mere speculation. But there's a sense from some people that Russell Wilson is a goofball, right? A little awkward. And the thing about an NFL locker room, especially if you're in the NFL, is that awkwardness can be construed as dorkiness, right? As being, you got to be cool to be an NFL quarterback. You got to be an alpha. You got to be confident. You know, you have to be able to take, and I never understood this until I did TV, ever. When I was at Fox Sports 1, at the height of the now-canceled Fox Sports Live, which I was on all the time, and is there a correlation between it being on the air all the time and it being canceled, and me being on the air all the time? The answer is yes, Tom, probably. Once they decided to put Ryder on all the time, we only had a year and a half left. But in a room with Andy Roddick, who's very confident, and Donovan McNabb, who's very confident, and Ephraim Salaam, who, although he's an offensive lineman, thinks he's a quarterback, who's a friend of the show, and Randy Moss, who is the alpha of that room, and there's a radio host in town whose name begins with P, who talks over everybody and says everybody's stupid when they're not around. He's a sociable guy. I yell at everybody! And God, Gary Payton, who's a Hall of Famer, and definitely, in that room, you have to, I mean, I just sat there and, you know, listened, and they had asked me to get them coffee until they realized I was on camera, and they gave me a nickname that was affectionate but inaccurate and not one that I can say. This is where I wish we could say inappropriate stuff, because this is a great Ephraim Salaam story, the nickname that he gave me. Anyway, I digress. And there's other names that Matt Leinart was a part of that kind of group at times. I'm forgetting some other guys. It was insight into, when you have all these personalities, you have to be able to come in and, if not take charge, not be the alpha, at least ride the wave. Brady Quinn would be there a lot, and that guy would seamlessly slide in and take gruff from nobody. I can't imagine Kyler Murray walking into that room, right? When we weren't playing, it was just talking about stuff, and trying to have any kind of a presence or leadership or hang out with the guys or be in a position of authority or influence or import in any way.
So then the Cardinals have not mixed their words this offseason with Kyler in terms of a long-term contract. Are they still waiting to see if he develops into that leader, if he could get rid of some of that awkwardness and become that leader? Because otherwise, what are we doing here for the Cardinals? There's no better option, but if this guy is not the right guy, then why do this dance?
I'm going to answer your question with a story before we transition to the Lakers. I was a reporter in Des Moines, Iowa, and I got sent on some story. I can't remember what it was, and I went to Davenport, Iowa. You ever been to the Quad Cities, Tom?
I have not had the pleasure.
Quad Cities in the border of Iowa and Illinois. And I went to a bar. And I can't remember why I was doing this story. And there were a bunch of friends, and I walk in. I was like 20. I was 24, dude. I was such a kid. And there's the most stunning 30-year-old woman you've ever seen. I mean, you walk into Beverly Hills, where it's all A-list beautiful men and women, and she would fit right in. And she was a part of a group I'd interview. And then this goofball walked in, this bumbling goofball. And they sat down, and he grabbed her hand, and he got her a drink. And I think, because I guess I was awkward, I'm like, is that your brother? Right? One of those, like, oh, is that your... It was her husband. And I didn't understand. And then all the friends showed up, and it was just this bizarre... I couldn't get my arm around it. And she didn't look like she was having a great time, and she looked uncomfortable and kind of embarrassed. And they left, and everybody else left. And one guy remained, a guy that I knew. And he's all drunk. And he's like, you want to know why Stephanie's with Steve? And I was like, yeah. Apparently, he had been in love with this girl forever, right? And it's a true story. It's a crazy story. I hope they're listening somewhere in Iowa. If you're listening, it's the random guy from the Des Moines Register from 15 years ago. And he asked her out 1,000 times, and she said no. And he got out of college, and his heart was broken. And she's like, we're just friends. And she dated whatever the athletes in college. Very, very, very beautiful woman. Sure, very nice. And he was driving home to he was from the Chicago suburbs, and he stopped at a gas station and bought a random lottery ticket for the first time in his life and won like $15 million. And long story short, Tom, she married him. Why is she still married to this guy, or was she? Why did she marry Steve? Why was she at that bar and a stranger like me could see she was trying so hard to make it work? Because she made a commitment, and because there was some upside, and she wanted to love him, and she wanted the awkwardness to go away, and she wanted the benefit of that lucky lottery ticket that fell into her lap, that number one pick of a partner in terms of finances to work out, and she was stuck. And I think that's the Arizona Cardinals. They won the lottery. They got the pot of gold. They thought they could make it work. And it turns out you're in a marriage you can't get out of, or you won't get out of, but man, you should have chose somebody else.
I think you said it right there. Can't get out of and won't get out of. Those are two different things. Yes, it sets the franchise back. Yes, nobody wants to go through a divorce. It's really, really hard. They can get out of this if they really want to.
But I always want to tell that story on the air, by the way, in an analogy, in a metaphor. I've been waiting for years.
I enjoyed it. And let's not forget, this is also the franchise that drafted Josh Rosen, and we know what happened there.
Right.
They can get out of this, though, if they want to.
No, they dumped. I'm sure she dumped some boyfriend. Right? Like, it's the exact same, oh, you're a loser. Wait. It's not as cool now that we're in the real world and you can't, win, succeed. This ain't UCLA. I wonder if they're still married. What do you think the odds are they're still married?
I'm going to say pretty high. I'm going to say 80% chance.
I'm not sure. I know the guy I could text. But he also is on, he lives in a market where on the air. So he might, well, if he's mad, he's mad.
Right.
What's up, B-Dog?
I would like to find out, though. I think we need to effort this.
I'm on it. You want me to effort it?
All right, absolutely. Let's do it.
The Lakers are an absolute disaster. There's a great TV show on HBO right now called Winning Time, and that's sweet. But in reality, in the modern day fact that is 2022, the Lakers are flirting with losing time again and again and again and again. And we're going to dissect some of that awkwardness of the Lakers here on the program after we get a CBS Sports Radio update from Greg Caserta.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the Writer Than You podcast.
D-Cell, if you became Detective D-Cell, Ostino, Detective D-Cell, and I were found having gone to a better place, and the suspects were Chris Paul, Ben Roethlisberger, and Jay Cutler, who would be your primary suspect? As you began the investigation, who would you hone in on first and foremost?
Right off the bat, I'm going to say over the years you've been hardest on Jay Cutler.
Yeah.
But I think obviously most recently you've been hardest on CP3. So I think right off the bat, I think I'm going to eliminate Big Ben.
Big Ben's he can get his passport back. He can fly to Cabo with his family. He's not under suspicion.
Yes. Okay. Jay Cutler and CP3, I have a lot of questions for them.
Did you know, Tom, and I think you may have, that the Defensive Player of the Week is sponsored by the Navy Federal Credit Union, who proudly serves the Armed Forces, DOD, veterans, and their families. Their members are the mission. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. The Celtics held the Heat to just 82 points last night as they finished with 4 steals and 11 block shots as a team in their suffocating Game 4 win over the Heat. The Defensive Player of the Week is sponsored by the Navy Federal Credit Union. You're not feeling this series, D-Cell, I heard in the break.
It's so drastically different than the Western Conference Finals, and you would think, hey, that's a great thing. The Warriors lead 3-0, not much of a series there. Miami wins Game 1, Boston responds in Game 2. Great, great. Boston takes back home court, or at least gets it back. None of these games that, as you pointed out to start the show today, have been particularly close, like 26-point lead, 15-point lead. I don't really have a doubt in my mind Miami is going to win Game 5. Obviously, I could be wrong. I'm no NBA expert. But it's just, there's not a lot of buzz for it.
What else are you going to watch, though? I understand. I'm into it. But the games haven't been good.
Oh, I will watch it. I'm telling you, though, I'm not as into it as I thought I would be when you say we have a 2-2 series.
It's like a dinner at a cousin's house you don't want to go to, but you feel obligated.
Exactly. I don't think I could put that any better. Exactly like that.
Different for me because I get to go to whatever city wins. And so I'm also just, I'm rooting for, oh man, do I get to go to Miami where I used to live? Take a little Miami vibe, which is a lot of fun. And the fact that the restaurants are open until 4 or 5 in the morning is really good for me doing this radio show. I won't be tired at all in 2 weeks if that happens. Versus Boston, a little sleepier town, but not, you know, a little Italian neighborhood in the North End there in Boston, right? Like walking, I can walk to everything. Kind of torn. Kind of excited. Do you want to hear a Steph Henry says story? I just got this a minute ago.
Oh, please do.
Man. Parent of the year. So I play a lot of tennis, and I've done pretty well at my little like tennis courts I play at. And a buddy of mine, his name is Jesse. I'm just going to name him. He's a talker, Tom. Talks a lot. And that's, for me to say that, is pretty amazing. Remember those Energizer Bunny commercials?
Sure, sure.
He's the talking version of that, but he's a really sweet kid. Young guy, like 25-year-old guy. 26. And he really wants to beat me in singles because, whatever, I'm ranked highly, whatever, you know, a little humble brag here, relative to our own sort of small standing in the world of tennis. And I've been alone under the weather, and I'm leaving town for like a month and a half with the finals and a bunch of other stuff I'm doing, work, and then vacation after the finals. And so we decided to play, and we're around my family and a bunch of people at a tennis event. And he's like, and I'm like, all right, we can play, you know, this day. You'll probably get me, right? A little psychological warfare, like, lower the standards. Like, you'll probably beat me, and I haven't played a lot. And just kidding, I didn't know this happened. I knew this part happened. He goes, oh, I'm gonna crush you. I'm going to beat you. I'm going to spend the whole summer telling everybody I beat you, and you won't be there to defend yourself. Just kidding around, right? Like, oh, that's funny. Walk away. My son, Henry, hears this and thinks Jesse was picking on me and goes, and she goes, what big guy? And Henry goes, and Jesse leans down and goes, I'm sorry, buddy, I can't hear you. What? And Henry goes, you better shut the bleep up, you bleep face. Don't ever talk about my dad that way. And Jesse apparently goes, I don't even know that I came back with my beer. I'm like, hey, what's up, buddy? No wonder Jesse stopped talking for the first time that I've known him in the last 2 years.
So Henry goes 0 to 100, huh?
Yeah, I wonder where he got that from.
No idea. No clue.
We gotta get our arms around the swearing, though. I just don't.
Or, I mean, we can lean in and we could embrace it.
Oh my gosh, man. Then he went and did the dancing thing. So he had a party. So Jesse, buddy, I'm sorry. I should know something was wrong when Jesse stopped talking. I'm sorry, buddy. Now I feel bad. I was gonna talk about the Lakers, but I kinda burned through all the time, didn't I? Maybe we'll do it in an hour or tomorrow. Here's what you need to know. Lakers are a hot damn mess. Wonder where Henry, dad of the year.
He's going to be upset with you if he heard that.
Wonder where Henry gets the swearing from. Phil Jackson reportedly wants LeBron James traded, which I actually think is kind of an interesting notion. I wouldn't do it, but I wouldn't dismiss it. And the thing is, you can't trade LeBron James without his permission. Well, it actually is an interesting thought experiment because you cannot trade most NBA players without their permission today. Because they'll just force their way out. But LeBron has never done that. He's never forced his way out of a contract that he's agreed to, which I don't think he gets credit for. So there's that. Reportedly, the Lakers still hope that they can hire the most overrated coach in NBA history. Like, you know what we should do? We can't Russell Westbrook. He doesn't work. Anthony Davis is always hurt. Everyone's throwing each other under the bus. Who would fit in perfectly? Who's the only coach who's got a great reputation who could be equally underwhelming under pressure? Doc Rivers! Let's go hire Doc. So they want to hire Doc still. I don't get the Doc thing. Were you a Doc guy before you started the show?
It makes no sense to me. We talked about this yesterday in Buy or Sell. We actually had some positive energy because apparently, reportedly, Darvin Ham, who has no head coaching experience, really impressed the Lakers brass. We were all about it. Not a retread. Let's give this up-and-coming coach a chance.
Yep.
And then you get today, according to Mark Stein, they're still hopeful, even though Daryl Morey said Doc Rivers will be back in Philadelphia, that like, hey, we're still holding out hope. Maybe we could still hire Doc Rivers. What? What are they doing?
If you rank the all-time NBA head coaches, but the skill was throwing people under the bus, then you have to have a high sample size of deflecting blame and blaming other people and doing it in a way that really makes them feel bad about themselves and undermines their confidence or team chemistry or leadership. Doc Rivers is high on the list. Can you imagine? I mean, it'd be amazing. I would love it. Can you imagine Doc Rivers trying to manage Russell Westbrook and that and talking to the media 82 regular season games about Russell Westbrook? Russell Westbrook might combust from anger or a lack of confidence.
Those post-game pressers would be must-watch TV. Oh. Because the Lakers on the court would not be must-watch, but every word they said into a microphone, we would have to hear.
So I am, most of my colleagues think this is stupid, but I don't believe in press conferences. I think they're incredibly dumb. I don't ask questions of them. I never have. Different in the locker room. But it's just people asking to hear the sound of their own voice, in my opinion, and you don't get good answers. But I would love to show up and be like, hi, Doc, Bill Ryder, CBS Sports, CBS Sports Radio, and then just, you know, the silence of the room. Tell me about Russ, coach. Let's talk to Sam Amick about the NBA next year on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.